46 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Under the altar. And all this is symbolism, shadows, but it flowed from under the altar. Right now, the altar is in your heart. It's not. This is not the altar. Yeah, this is plexiglass. You know, we use it, but the altar is your heart. Amen. Wherever you are, there's an altar. It's in there. And so out from the altar flowed a river. And he measured it. And the first measurement, it was only a river to the ankles. It was yet it was a river. He went further out, and the river was to the knees. Went further out to the loins, further out. He finally got to a place where it was a river that could not be passed over. In other words, some other laws were enacted. He could walk out to waist deep and even neck deep, but he couldn't pass over the river without enacting other laws, without being governed by other laws. Amen? All right. So, having established that, if we're going to pass through this river, there comes a dependence upon Holy Spirit. Amen. A dependence, a trust. Let me ask you, can you trust him? Isn't it amazing about God? God will give you or cause you or call you to do things that you don't know how. You don't know how to do it. You don't know what to do. You don't know all the answers, but yet he called you. So what he calls you to first is a dependence, a trust. Ask someone, do you trust God? Do you really trust God? That doesn't mean that we become passive and idle, but it means that we come into a place of trust. Remember the song, Leaning on Jesus? How did you feel when you came out the wilderness? Leaning on the Lord. Like Jacob, he was leaning, he was holding on to him. All right, so in order to pass through, there has to be a dependence upon the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, get that verse, Ezekiel 47. Now here is why we must believe and move in the spirit of prophecy. Now this river, everywhere it went, it brought life to the land. Just like the river that flows out of you, it changes atmospheres. It pushes darkness back. You know, they're everywhere the sole of your feet tread, the land that you walk on, what you carry, impacts how the earth operates. This river, it brought life to the land wherever it went. Now, it says something very interesting here. Well, let me read it. I'm going to start at verse number 6 of Ezekiel 47 and read through verse 11. It says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now, when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, These waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that lives, which moves whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed. And everything shall live where the river comes. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even unto En-Eglaim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. In other words, very, very fruitful. Now here, verse 11 says, but the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. Now, in this portion of scripture, we see where the man led Ezekiel out into the deep water. He talked about where the river goes, there's healing. There's going to be abundance of fishes. But he said the miry places and the marshes, these are a symbol of shallow water. The marshes, the miry, muddy places where it's just ankle deep. He says those places won't be given to healing. They won't produce this that's produced in the deep. Because everywhere the river went, there was healing. There was abundance. But he said the marshes or the miry places will not be healed. They will be given over to salt. Remember Lot's wife became salt, a pillar of salt. Good for nothing but be trodden under the foot of men. It'll be given over to salt. So you see the significance of launching out from the shallows. So many lives are so disconnected and even destroyed and even, you know, so disoriented, out of order, because they refuse to launch out from the miry places. The shallows, they're afraid. They say they trust God, but they don't trust God. Right here we see that unless a person truly, and I'm saying, the enemy will try to imprison the prophetic word in your life by keeping you in the shallow water. Amen. In the shallows. And I don't mean doing things foolishly, because it has to be established in your spirit first. Amen. Ever before you do anything, establish it in your spirit, in your mind. Have it as the dominant image of what God wants to do. Otherwise, the miry places and the marshes shall not be healed. There's no healing there. Remember the man that laid by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, and he told him, I have no one to put me in the water. I mean, laying there all those years, sick. We need to ask ourselves from time to time, why sit right there in that spiritual condition and die? When God has given us healing, God has given us deliverance. It's our inheritance. It's our covenant right. But many things are established on the prophetic frequency. Sometimes God requires you to do a prophetic act. Amen. All down through scripture, there were things that were enacted by things that were done by prophetic people. They had to do something first, and then something came afterwards. That's how it works. But if we're just in the shallows, sometimes we're waiting on God to do something, and God's waiting on us to prophetically do something that he can come in, amen, and do what he needs to do. But the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. You know, we need a prophetic mindset. Sometimes we can be so cerebral and so caught in facts or in realities in this life that we don't see spiritually. We don't see what God is doing. Amen. The Lord says, blessed are the eyes that see what you see, and the ears that hear what you hear. Many kings and wise men have desired to see it and don't see it. God has opened our eyes to things. But tell somebody, look and see. See, a lot of people look, but they don't see. Look and see. Tell somebody right now, get out of the shallows, of your faith. Get out of the shallows of your faith. God is not a man to lie to you, nor the son of man that he would repent. Hath not God said, and cannot, let me say it that way, cannot God make it good? Is there anything too hard for God? Come on, we need to remind ourselves, there's nothing too hard for God. It may be too hard for you. Amen. You know, from time to time, the Lord reminds me, even though I don't want to be reminded sometimes. He reminds me, how did I save you? And I think about, you've heard my testimony of the things that happened that were way out of, it wasn't nothing practical. He said, well, you might well become accustomed to that. Because when you go to different levels in that, it won't be just practical stuff. It'll be stuff, just like I said, you remember how Joseph, this is what you have to understand about your life. Joseph was saved and was given dreams. And so God didn't change his course. The purpose that he gave him continued to drive him. So all through his life, his prosperity, his release, his deliverance, coming into his destiny had to do with dreams. Even though he wanted somebody else to get involved and tell Pharaoh this, that, and other, no, it didn't happen. It came through God giving a dream. So if God's worked miracles in your life, tell somebody, get used to miracles. Amen. You've got to allow the prophetic word to go into your ear gate. Tell somebody, remind yourself. Stop reminding yourself of what you don't have. Stop reminding yourself of how bad it is. Stop reminding yourself of what it was then. Remind yourself of what God has said. Tell somebody, this is the fight. Because there's a whole lot of other frequencies that try to jam that frequency and stop you and jam that frequency so that you don't believe.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.